GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Good morning. It's 10:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour. A unified police SWAT team was deployed to take a suspected violent gang member into custody early this morning. The suspect refused to surrender to a JCAT team overnight at a Taylorsville apartment complex. Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says SWAT went in at about 6 o'clock.
Emmett Ray Duncan, who was wanted in connection with an aggravated assault in Roosevelt. Officers have tracked him to an apartment. Our SWAT team deployed tear gas into the apartment, at which point in time he immediately surrendered and came out.
Duncan was taken into custody. He's been booked into jail. A mountain of dark, ominous clouds gathering over Oklahoma City, as you saw during peak traffic Friday. Two people killed on I-35 after several twisters hit the city and its suburbs.
I hope that I'm wrong about this, but this whole thing, it looks about a mile wide.
In all yesterday, 15 tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma. 9 people died, including 2 children. A Moore, Oklahoma native, Jessica Lively, is actively participating in recovery efforts here in Utah. Their tornado in Moore killed 24 people, including 10 children.
We were so far away, and we felt so helpless, so we decided we were going to just collect donations and go and help clean up.
And overnight tornadoes touched down also in Missouri. Many people injured in St. Charles near St. Louis. Today there is a tornado and flood warning in effect from Oklahoma to Indiana. Coming up on KSL News Radio, hotter temps coming. We'll check your KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:05.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful Sanpete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green Tea HP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
You delusional.
And comes to be heard.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Good morning so far for traffic. A lot of people, wait a while to come out on Saturday, or you're busy working in your yard, and a nice day to do it. Topping off in, the 77-degree range, mostly clear overnight, 58, then the big heat tomorrow. 89, 61 at night, and 80 on Monday. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. 64 degrees at 10:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second they happen. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
God's so blue, the birds are singing. thinking I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now. My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny
it's
day.
It's just a sunny day.
Yeah. The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
And welcome back. Hard to believe we're in the final hour of the show for another week, and time always flies, but it's especially fun for us to be out of the studio, especially on a day like today, at the Weber Basin Water Conservation Learning Garden. Tim Hughes, Ton Bettis, and it's nice to have so many of you on the phones. Please be patient with us. Jewel will be the first one up. Lois, Susan, Kurt, Tom, Scott, Neely, and Jeff. Another busy day with phone calls today. But, Ton, I want to mention to everybody that coming up in, what, about 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about the Hidden Garden Tour.
Yes, we are. The Hidden Garden Tour is sponsored by Master Gardeners in southern Salt Lake County and northern Utah County. And they this year the tour is in Sandy and Draper. We'll be talking to one of the organizers at the bottom of the hour. And, again,
we got tickets to give away?
We have tickets, four sets of tickets that can be picked up from the Extension office in Provo, or we could mail them if we had a good address and could get them out quickly. Four sets of tickets to give away.
And that's next weekend.
Yes, 7th and 8th.
So just a heads up for Kat, back, who screens our calls and helps produce the Greenhouse every week. We'll make that a choice for listeners if it's easier for them to pick up the tickets because of the lack of lead time here. We'll try and make that happen for them down there. So look forward to that coming up in the next half hour. Again, we're at the Weber Basin Water Conservation Learning Garden, and Scott Paxman is back with us. You are the assistant GM.
Yes, correct.
So you're only partially to blame for anything that happens around here.
Absolutely.
All right, just wanted to make sure we were clear on that. These days are always so much fun, and with all the hard work that goes on, 7 days a week around this place, it must be nice for you guys to share it with so many people.
Oh, it is a beautiful garden. We love to have it at our office.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's going to be a fun day. We've had a steady stream of visitors coming through the garden, so this is awesome.
These days are always busy, but people need to know that they can come do
absolutely.
This any day.
Absolutely, yeah. 8 to 8 all summer long. And the gates are open. You're free to wander around, you're free to call for an appointment, and we can put a tour together. So
it's just like we talk about all the time with USU, Ton, that you're all about education, and when you have these outreach programs like the Master Gardener programs, it sort of self-creates these little pods of people that can help with just about anything. And as an educational tool, I don't know how it gets any better than this.
Yes, the thing that's great about this is you can see it right up front, and their only agenda is water conservation. And you can see that you can do a very beautiful landscape, and it doesn't have to look like the desert, and you would never know it was water-wise. And all we're doing is trying to help Mother Nature out a little bit and fit into our desert climate a lot better. We're not in England. We don't get 75 inches of water a year. And so what we're trying to do is fit our environment but still have a very beautiful landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes a big difference when you don't have fence-to-fence grass, and this makes... It breaks it up, gives a whole different perspective to your yard.
It does. One thing I found is that, it's entrenched here that turf is a part of our culture. And it's almost one of those things where my daddy had turf and my granddaddy had turf, and I'm going to have turf too, and don't you try to take it away. And this shows, yes, you can have turf, but
right.
You can do so many wonderful things that are actually so much less expensive, long-term.
More beautiful.
And more beautiful and less maintenance than
exactly.
Having that lawn out there.
Absolutely. That's so true.
And provide more color. And when I think of the two things that I would, I guess, put at a bottom line or a very basis for water conservation, the drip irrigation system is a big part of that. But the mulch that helps hold that moisture in, keeps weeds down, and, again, brings some color and some beauty to it.
Yeah, A couple of inches of nice mulch really make a big difference on weeds, as well as keeping the moisture in. So,
how much bark mulch do you guys drag in here every year?
We only do it once a year, but we have some pretty big trucks that blow it down.
I'll bet you do. I said, you know, if you think you've got a task in your own landscape, come see what it would take to actually pull this off every year. The other point that I want to make is it's not just for the moms and dads today. The kids are having a great time, and I know you've got activities specific for them.
We do. We've got face painting. We got cotton candy. We've got little,
balloons are out
balloons.
There.
Balloons. We got balloons everywhere. So it's a lot of fun. We got hot dogs and drinks for everybody, but there's something for everybody here.
And the main takeaway is bring a camera. The checklist is great, but it's even better with your camera with your smartphone, whatever. Everything's labeled, so if you just see a plant you like, take a picture of that. You can take it right to your favorite nursery or garden center and say, that's the one
that I want right there. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And you get to see it in both early stages of its existence and mature form, which is great.
Absolutely. And the good thing about the garden, since it's open all summer long, is you've got to come back more than once just to see the progression in some of the plants, especially the grasses.
Yeah.
Oh, huge change.
Those ornamentals that are over there are beautiful.
Absolutely.
That's another important horticultural principle also, is not planting for just one season.
Yeah.
We oftentimes shop at Mother's Day, and so everything blooms in the spring, but you can come back here and see what happens throughout the season to
Absolutely.
Keep your landscape very beautiful for the entire 7 or 8 months.
Scott, you want to run down a couple of those classes that are coming up
you
so
bet.
People know ahead of time?
So let's see. At 10:30, we've got a couple classes, the Shrub Tour and the Lawn Care Basics. And then at 11 o'clock, composting's showing up again, and then the Tree Tour. So look out for those classes, and then we've got a few more after that. So
yeah.
We've got some great classes
and,
going
And
on.
I've seen some of the free hot dogs already roaming around.
I know, it's amazing. They start at 8
Nelson.
O'clock.
This is the third remote with free hot dogs, and I haven't seen you.
All right, Scott, thanks for having us. Always
you
great.
You bet. Thank you very much.
And what a beautiful day. Jewel, let's get you in here from Spanish Fork. You had a Rocky Mountain gold maple that's causing some problems for you.
Well, we just planted it last year. It was a very, very small. The stalk, you know, it was probably one of the smallest, and it got about the 4 or 5 leaves that turned red. Well, this year it just leafed out just beautiful, and then it got these like little twigs that had over 5 or 6. Each little twig had about 5 or 6 pea-sized green. Little round things on them. And now they have had, on those, I just brought one in, and they're two of the little green pea-shaped things, and there's a little leaf that comes out of each one.
What you are probably seeing is a native insect. The Rocky Mountain Glow Maple is a rename of the maple you see on the hillsides, and if you plant that, we get many native predators and pests that will come in and attack the tree. Now, with that tree being native to Utah, it's also very adjusted to these sorts of pests, and they're rarely not any more damaging than cosmetic. And so fertilize the tree, and as long as it leafed out normally, otherwise I would let it grow and it should be just fine. Now, if you need to, they keep coming in, you could use a systemic containing merit. Bayer makes one, they call it season-long tree and shrub control. Ortho has one, and Fertilome has one, and there's probably others.
Well,
so if it progresses, put that down.
Will these drop off?
Probably not. They sometimes just are part of the tree, but you can carefully scissor them off.
It's a whole cluster, and I brought one in here that I got that I'm looking at, and when you look out at the tree, then these are the leaves on this little cluster are lighter color, and they're not shaped like the regular maple leaf.
There is probably an effect from that insect. And all you're going to be able to do is be a little patient, but go ahead.
You don't see an insect. It looks like it's just part of the tree.
The insect, if we're on the same, we may not be on the same page, but there are nodes or little galls that are produced that the insect would be inside the gall. And that's the only thing I know of on those maples that are insects that would cause those galls to form. Sometimes there's mites that will do the same thing that actually have to be seen with a microscope, but it'd either be an insect or a mite causing it. And you could try that systemic to see if it grew past it, but I don't know that there's...
From me, at first, it was just a little green about the size of a pea, and green about the color of a pea, hanging from a little cluster. There was five or six in each cluster. And then, now, two of the green ones have joined together, and then a little leaf, little not very big green leaf, has come out from each one of those little green pea.
It sounds like we're going to be going in circles, unfortunately. And so I'm in down in Utah County, and I'd love to have you bring in a sample to my office, and I could look a little more closely and cut those open and see if we could figure it out. But the thing that I suspect it is that it's either a mite or an insect causing those little galls. And I, to get further, we're going to have to take a look at the sample, but we're at the Utah County Extension Building.
Like I say, the tree isn't very big. It wouldn't hurt for me to go out and pull them all off and get rid
Not
of them.
Not at all. Just go ahead and pull them off.
So, okay. It leaves out beautifully, and then these separate clusters, and they're green. They came out, like I say, a whole cluster. There's about five or six, and they just had the little pea-shaped green things, and then all of a sudden, a leaf come out from each one of them.
All right, Jewel, if it's better for you, take them off of there. If you want to get it diagnosed, Ton's happy to take a look at it by bringing it into your office, which
yes.
is where?
Center Street, or excuse me, 100 South and University Avenue in the county building.
We need to take a break. We'll do that. Lois, you're next up after we get out. We'll talk potatoes, Andrea, Susan, Kurt, Tom, Scott, Neely, Jeff. Whew, we'll get to your calls coming up.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
Batchelor graduated with an accounting degree and an outgoing personality. But after working as an accountant for a year, she missed working with people and was looking for a bigger challenge. Then one day, her Allstate agent called. He loved her enthusiasm so much, he offered her a job at his agency. 27 years later, Carrie owns two Allstate agencies herself. Her success comes from her drive and desire to always put people first. She's not just helping others live a good life, she's living it too. Carrie has built a successful business that gives her financial security with an option to someday sell, or pass along to her three boys. Right now, Allstate is looking for men and women like Carrie to become new agency owners in the Utah area. Maybe you're one of them. Learn how you can become an Allstate agency owner and enjoy unlimited earnings potential with the company that keeps America in good hands. Visit allstate.com/recruitment or call 1-877-203-0065. That's 877-203-0065.
Subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and record all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
You heard it here on KSL.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right, let's use the time we've got wisely here before we get back to Dan on the half hour. Lois in Perry. Welcome into the KSL Greenhouse.
Hi. Actually, it's Louise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Louise, hi.
Hey, I have a question. We had a great crop of potatoes last year, red potatoes, and we put them down in our fruit room and have been eating them all winter long, and now I have some that are left that are soft with 2-foot sprouts on them. Can I plant those, take the sprouts off and plant those? Will they grow if I take the sprout that's there off?
If those sprouts are already 2 feet long, you're really going to shock the potato.
Uh-huh.
You could give it a shot, but for how inexpensive potatoes are, I would go ahead and get new ones that you know are certified virus-free and disease-free and use those.
Okay. Now, in the future, if they, you know, because you always have little ones left over and they get soft, and can you kind of, if the sprout comes off, will another one grow?
There's usually dormant buds on that potato that will resprout if another root is broken off.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, the time to get them in the ground is usually mid to late April to
right.
where their roots aren't so long.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's always been a question I wondered if they would just grow. But, yeah, seed potatoes, I mean, we already got some for this year. I was just curious if that would still
Yeah, if
work.
You use them, you know, oftentimes you're just fine to do that, but, you know, we're not in a drought, we don't have a shortage of potatoes, and I just prefer to use the virus-free and the disease-free, because if those diseases get into your garden spot, oftentimes it's 20 or 25 years of no potatoes in that spot ever again to get that disease out of the soil.
Ah, okay. Makes sense. Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, and that'll clear a local line for us at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Tom in Ogden, it's your turn. You're on with Tom Bettis. Hi. Are you there, Tom? Last call for Tom. Put him on hold. Kat, will you check and see if he's still there? Neely is on the line, if I got it right, in West Haven. Hi.
Hi. We have three questions we need to ask you. One of them is, what was that iron that you said to put on the trees and things?
The chemical name is EDDEHA. And then the brand names...
What was it again?
EDDHA. So E is in Edward, D is in David, D is in David, H is in happy, and then A is in able.
Okay.
And then the brand names would be Miller, Farah Plus, Grow More Chelated Iron, or Iron Sequestering 138.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier just to ask for the Iron 138.
Yeah, but IFA, Steve Regan's, any of the independents will have that as stocked, and expect to pay at least $20 for a container.
But that'll go a ways.
It will.
Okay, it was the last one was Iron what?
Sequestering, and that's S-E-Q-U-E-S-T. R-E-N-E.
I'm impressed.
Okay. And then we have some Rose of Sharon that have been in for 2 years, but they are not doing very well. And I wondered, we're in clay soil, and so I was wondering what might be the problem.
The Rose of Sharon, when they typically struggle, it's usually in a clay soil where they're getting a little too much water. They're native actually to the Middle East and desert areas, and they are used to maybe, you know, they like to have some water there, but it's usually deeply and less often, and they're often sold as a water-wise plant. And I see them around, and even in clay soil they'll do fine, but the water has to be managed very carefully.
Okay. Is there anything that would help them to grow better, or...
Just check the water. If they have, if the soil, the clay soil that they're planted in is moist, there's no reason to water them. And when that soil starts to dry out, soak them deeply and then hold off for 10 days or 2 weeks or however long it takes, and then check them again and then reapply water as you need to.
You know, my Rose of Sharon's gone crazy, and you know my area, we've got
very clay soil.
Nasty clay soil in West Jordan. But what really got mine going was, again, doing some annual pruning on it, which stimulated growth, and it really took off. So I don't know if you've got enough room or enough growth there to do a little pruning and see if that stimulates more growth, but I think I'd give it a try.
Okay. So prune it down, would you say now? Or in
just trim it back to a branch intersection. And so with it being 2 years old, don't take more than about 20 or 25% of the branching out, but go ahead and just trim some of the longest branches back to a branch intersection and then watch it. And if it's in a healthy situation otherwise, it'll really take off.
Okay. Now, I bought some hydrangeas from J&J Nursery. They're beautiful. I just love them. But I want to know how to plant them to make them really good in my clay soil.
Get some good compost and mix it in around the hole, but not underneath. If those are probably $30, you're going to dig a $30 hole for them. Mix about one-third compost to two-thirds soil and then put them in a shaded area that gets at least afternoon shade.
Okay, one-third compost.
To two-thirds native soil.
I still didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Two-thirds native soil, one-third compost.
Okay.
And we've got a break here. I appreciate your call. Neely, thanks. Good to hear from you. And speaking of composting, coming up at 11 o'clock, top of the hour, composting will be the class offered here at the Garden Fair at the Weber Basin Water Conservation Learning Garden. We hope you'll come by and say hi.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union, and we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
Morning, it's 10:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, fire at the home of a former Payson mayor. Last night, Payson Fire Department was called to the home of former Mayor Dr. Gordon Tater. When fire crews arrived...
Back half the house was totally involved. That time they started doing an attack, probably took an hour just in the investigation phase.
The fire took about 5 hours to knock down. Fire investigator Steve Spencer says crews from other cities were called on to provide manpower to help fight that fire. The home was extensively damaged. A unified police SWAT team was deployed to take a suspected violent gang member into custody early this morning. The suspect refused to surrender to a JCAT team overnight in a Taylorsville apartment. Lieutenant Justin Hoyle says they were finally able to take him into custody at about 6 o'clock. After an all-night negotiation, SWAT team members went in after deploying tear gas. So far, only about a third of 270 eligible workers are willing to take an early retirement offer from Kennecott Utah Copper following that landslide. Interest could pick up today, however. The deadline that Kennecott gave workers in their 50s and older to make a decision. Accept a $20,000 early retirement bonus and take a pension and health insurance benefit, or stay put and risk a layoff. Kennecott has eliminated 100 salaried positions and warns more positions will be cut because of lower ore production. A Utah County soldier killed by an explosion in Afghanistan earlier this month will be laid to rest with full military honors today. Flags are to be flown at half-mast as well in memory of Cody Taus. An Army general and other soldiers visited his home in Elkridge, Utah to present Cody's parents with their son's medals. His dad, Jim Taus, is both sad, but he's proud of his son.
I'd rather have my son, but I'm pretty proud. You know, He sacrificed everything.
Cody Taus received the Purple Heart, Bronze Star, and an Army Good Conduct Medal. After spending 9 nights in a Mexican prison, a 42-year-old Arizona mother of 7 has been released. Yanira Maldonado was mistakenly arrested on suspicion of drug trafficking. Maldonado says she understands her arrest was just a mistake.
I don't want people to think that I'm blaming the country for what happened. This experience is a learning experience for all of us.
Family members from Utah went to the home in Goodyear, Arizona to clean it up and spiff things up just in time for Maldonado to arrive home for a party and her anniversary celebration. Coming up on KSL News Radio, Sunshine and Heat Sunday. We'll check your forecast next. KSL News Time, 10:33.
In the wasteland of outer space, an epic battle rages.
Three degrees left! Arm laser!
We're hit!
The future of mankind rests with two brave souls.
Sir, we have no reinforcements.
Then we will defeat them with valor.
With a universe in their hands.
Commander! My weapon has failed!
Things were at their darkest?
Dad, my flashlight's broken.
I guess we'd better turn on the lights and get it fixed, right, buddy?
Then can we keep playing?
Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family.
Off with the lights. Let the battle resume.
A message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Kick off your summer with Real Salt Lake at Rio Tinto Stadium on June 1st as they take on the San Jose Earthquakes. This Western Conference matchup is presented by Zions Bank. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team in their four-game homestand. Call 801-727-2700 or visit realsaltlake.com to get your tickets today.
Javier Morales steps to it.
Big save! And then a goal! Garcia on the follow!
I will be the difference. Will you?
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And in life, The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. It's a smooth drive all along the Wasatch Front from North Ogden, far west, all the way down to Santa Quinn, Payson area. East and west looks good as well. So pretty good day for a drive so far. Mostly clear. 76 and sunny today, 58 tonight. Tomorrow, 89 degrees. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. 64 degrees at 10:37. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
All right, real quick before we get back to the phones, we already today talked about the Tooele Master Gardeners and their garden tour that's coming up on the 15th. They're donating proceeds to the Larry Sagers Endowment Fund at Utah State, which we're still trying to get that up to the level it needs to be self-sustaining, and we would invite anybody that wants to help with that to do so. But the Hidden Garden Tour is coming up next week.
It is. The Master Gardeners have put a lot of hard work into this. Every last penny that they raise will go into the Endowment Fund. And they've actually got some really neat locations coming up. One of the highlights will be Lakai Restaurant.
Oh, boy.
Who has their own garden that they use the herbs and produce from. And Lakai will actually, if you want to pre-register, you can get a Lakai prepared lunch for only $15.
Ooh,
which
it'll nothing
be delicious.
On that menu is $15.
No. they have really pulled out all the stops to make this happen. And there's been a lot of folks that are cooperating in Larry Sager's honor.
Yeah. Denise Boyer, I think, is with us. You there, Denise?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Of course, Larry was such a big part of what goes on in Utah County. But tell us more about the Hidden Garden Tour.
Well, the tour has 14 gardens on it this year. And as you mentioned, one of those gardens is Lakai. We also have Sago Lily Gardens. It's Sandy City's conservation garden. And I'd never heard of it before until somebody told me about it. So we're hoping to get some interest up to be able to go and support that garden. And then we have 12 private gardens, and the homeowners have been so gracious to let us put their gardens on the tour to raise money. And we have so many different gardens, so many different things that you can go and see and get ideas for your own garden. That's what I've always enjoyed about going on the Hidden Garden Tour for all the years that I've gone.
And people can pretty much route their own route, plan their own day, can't they?
Yes. The gardens are open on Friday, June 7th from 12 to 8, and then on Saturday, June 8th from 10 to 6. Now, Lakai does have limited hours because of their clientele in the evening. So Lakai on Friday is open from noon to 3, and on Saturday from 10 to 2. So as you're planning your day and the gardens that you want to go see, make sure that you get to Lakai during those hours.
Yeah. Larry had shared pictures with me a couple of years ago of some of these gardens, and it's appropriately called Hidden Gardens, Ton, because you'll be amazed at what some people have on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, you see this nondescript lawn in the front, maybe a few shrubs, and then you go in the backyard, and it's just a wonderland back there, almost like a botanical garden that they've put all their passion into to get it done.
And
go ahead.
Besides the gardens, we also have classes associated with the tour. Our classes on Friday are at 10 and 11, and that'll be at Cactus and Tropicals in Draper. And the 10 o'clock class is taught by Steve Blackwell. He's one of the master gardeners at Thanksgiving Point, and he's going to be talking about growing berries. And there's nothing better than walking out in your backyard and being able to pick berries and put on your cereal or your ice cream or whatever you want to use them for.
You got that right.
Yeah, and then at 11 o'clock, we're having a class on ferns and woodland gardens, and this is being taught by Jim Horrocks. And I went to one of his classes a couple of years ago, and I was so excited. I went and bought ferns, and I've planted them, and they are thriving in my garden, and you just don't think of that for Utah. So that'll be a real fun class to go to.
How do people get more information so that they can start planning their trip through the Hidden Garden Tour?
We have a website. It's www.hiddengarden.org, and it talks about the classes. The other class we have is Saturday morning at 8 at Wasatch Shadows Nursery. And Lauren Nielsen, the owner of Wasatch Shadows, will be doing a presentation on horticultural hotties for 2013, all the different new varieties and plants that are out there. And that's always fun to see. So if you go on the website, there's information on the workshops. There's information on purchasing tickets online.
They can save a little bit of money by doing their ticket purchase online, too, right?
Yes. If you buy your tickets ahead of time, they're $13. If you wait and buy them at the gardens, they're $16. There's also a list of nurseries that you can purchase your tickets at.
And I would encourage everybody to pay the extra couple of bucks because all of the proceeds are going to go to benefit the Larry Sagers Memorial Fund, the endowment fund at Utah State. It was a dream of his to have that. He put the first seed money in there to get that going before he was taken from us. And, you know, his dream was to have this available in perpetuity for future master gardeners and horticulturists from Utah State, and we just need to get it up to that level, you know, dollar-wise to make
very
that happen.
Very worthy cause. Now, we do have a few sets of tickets to give away in a few minutes.
Let's do that right now. So if people want, how many pairs of tickets we got?
Four sets of tickets.
We've got four pairs of tickets. If you would like, call our contest line at KSL 1160. That's 575-1160. Just be the first four callers, and then we can make the tickets available a couple of different ways.
Yeah, they can be picked up from the USU Extension office in Utah County. That's at 100 South and University Avenue. Or if you're quick about it and will give us an address, we can make arrangements to get those mailed, but time is short, and if you can, we'd sure appreciate it if they could be picked up.
So Kat, ask them which way they'd like to do that, get an address if we need to, or just make it available for them to pick up. That's hiddengarden.org, and Denise, we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
Denise Boyer joining us from the Hidden Garden Tour. All right, let's get Kurt in here from, is it Cottonwood Heights? I think so. Cottonwood Heights, right, Kurt? Are you there, Kurt? All right, let's go to Jeff then. Jeff, tell us where you're calling from. You had a raised bed question. Looks like we're going to go to Scott first. Hang on, Jeff. We're coming to you next. Scott instead in Ogden. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I got a question on morning glory.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's morning glory. I'm renting a house, and it hasn't been lived in for like over a year and a half. And I've got irises and roses out front. But I've got the small little white flower, and the vines are just taking over the iris and the rose. Is there any way I can take care of this morning glory without killing out the irises and the rose?
What you are going to have to do is get those vines pulled off the rose and the iris and get them clumped together a little bit. And then what you will have to do is be very careful, but get some concentrated lawn weed killer or Roundup type product and paint those vines. And this is actually a Larry Sager's trick or tactic. You paint those vines and then put them inside of a bread sack and then seal the bread sack up with a twisty tie and let it sit for 24 or 48 hours. That'll scorch it back really well, but the actual time to do this will be in the fall. You can just, because right now all the energy is coming from the roots up into the leaves, and in the fall it goes the opposite direction. But do it now, because you'll really set it back if you do. But to really get a good kill on it, you're going to have to wait till fall to do that again.
Okay. Yeah, just it makes me sick. The irises were just beautiful. And
yes, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
Well, and just understand, Scott, that this is not going to be a short-term process.
I understand that.
Yeah.
It's so overgrown. I mean, this, with this rain and everything that we've had, it just exploded.
Yeah.
And it's just totally taken over everything out front here.
Keep it hoed out. A lot of times that stuff will come from seed, and even if they are coming from root, if you hoe them out throughout the summer, you can reduce the energy in the roots and set them back. And it's a process over a number of years. But that herbicide treatment in the fall is an excellent time to do it.
Is it? Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, we'll hold it back until fall, and then we'll take care of them then.
All right, Scott. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, we're watching here at the Weber Basin Water Conservation Learning Garden, the shrub tour that's going on. As a matter of fact, people getting some instruction and taking a look. And back with us is Tim Rice. I'm encouraged by the number of people that are out today.
It's turning out really well. We're getting more and more people, and I think they're just still coming. We're getting more.
Yeah.
And we've even, right here on site, it looks like the parking lot's full, but we've got a little shuttle. We've got a parking lot over here to church just right next door to us. We'll shuttle people in if they don't want to walk just a block.
And people are coming to learn about water conservation, being water wise. And I mentioned this with Tage at the beginning that, you know, it seems like it's feast or famine for us here living in the desert. A couple of years ago, we were talking about flood situations and what to do with all that water. And here we are this year, you know, trying to figure out how we're going to make this water stretch in case Mother Nature's stingy with us next year as well. The good thing is just to get in the habit.
Yes. Yeah, we want to educate people that no matter what we have, if it's a little bit dry, a little bit wet, if we can just learn how to water properly, we're going to be okay every year. Yeah, we don't want people, of course we appreciate a drought response when people say, okay, we got a drier year, we respond to that. But we really do want people to have an ethical change where every year we're efficient. And that doesn't mean drastic measures for most part. It just means being conscientious, eliminating waste. Scheduling irrigation properly, we can maintain green spaces, healthy lawns, beautiful perennials and shrubs. We can maintain all that, but we can really reduce our water significantly just by being conscientious, educating ourselves on scheduling.
And what you learn is that the plants will help do that if you choose the right plants.
Exactly.
They'll make it easy for you year after year. And we pointed out that over here on the west side of the west side of the garden, there are some areas over there that don't get watered but once a year.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some areas that are very, very low water, and then more of your traditional spaces. And we try to show a little bit of everything so people can know and adjust and choose the things they like in their yard. But it's the plant choice. We've got hundreds of varieties of plants out here. We want people to come and look at them. They're all labeled. We've got a plant list. And so we encourage people to come out and take a look. And if they can't come today, we do some other seasonal classes through the year. The garden's open every day to the public. Just come out sometime and take a look and get educated.
And the dogs are on the grill.
Exactly. Today you get a free hot dog. And the rest of the year you won't do that.
Free cotton candy for the kids and drinks and just a lot of good reasons. Mother Nature's created a beautiful day for it here at the Garden Fair at the Water Conservation Learning Garden. Again, if you take Highway 89, the mountain road, as some people refer to it, and you know the great big water tower there, not tough to figure out where to get off the freeway.
It says Weber Basin right on the big water tanks right out here. So
come by and be a part of it. They'll be doing it till 2 this afternoon. I've been saying Tim all morning. It's Dave.
It's okay.
Apologize.
You know, people call me anything. I'll go by everything. Just Mr. Rice,
didn't mean to give you a new name. Apologize for that.
We're good.
All right, Dave. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Take a remainder of your phone calls next on the KSL Greenhouse.
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great, but how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking, so it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here.
What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
The most important step to a beautiful lawn is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results? Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn without brown spots and dry areas. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. and find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, presented by Security Service Federal Credit Union, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com. KSLNewsRadio.com.
Don't miss the KSL Family Book Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Presented by Security Service Federal Credit Union. There will be music, entertainment, face painting, and my favorite, cotton candy, and the largest chalk art festival in Utah. Hosted by the Utah Foster Care Foundation. It's free!
Sponsored by Chuck-O-Rama, Pirate and Princess Parties of Utah, Custom Events, and Security Service Federal Credit Union. Visit a Security Service branch near you or online at ssfcu.org.
We'll see you there!
7 years ago, I had a knee replacement at another hospital. I felt like it took a long time to recover, and I wasn't as stable as I wanted to be. So when it came time for me to get a knee replacement a year ago, I decided to listen to my friends and try Jordan Valley Medical Center. I felt very good about the surgery, and it was very easy, very simple for me. It made my balance better, and my recovery was much quicker. And my knee is more stable. I was back to work in 6 weeks. I was chipping and putting in 3 months and full-out golfing in 4. And I felt really good. At 6 months, I was 100%. It was an amazing surgery. I love Jordan Valley Medical Center.
Jordan Valley Medical Center. My orthopedic care. My healthy future. For more information or to schedule an appointment with one of our orthopedic experts, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myorthohealth.com. That's myorthohealth.com.
One pair of tickets given away because people are giving up on us if they get a busy signal. Keep trying on our contest line at KSL 1160. Hidden Garden Tour tickets, if you can make it next week, are available by calling Kat right now, and we'll still have three pair to give away. Jeff, you're first up in Willard. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I decided I didn't want to irrigate a garden down rows anymore, so I'm putting everything into raised beds. I've got quite a few of them. And I went to Logan to the landfill and got that dark compost. If I put that in alone, is that too hot? Can you kill the plant? What do I need to put in these raised beds?
Yes, do not ever plant in straight compost. Mix about that to a rate of about a third or a quarter compost to the rest soil. And then water it thoroughly just to make sure there's nothing there, and then you should be fine after that. But never plant in straight compost, no matter where it comes from.
Is there something I can use besides native soil that I can mix? I'm trying to get rid of all the weeds. I don't have to deal with the weeds either.
Well, any topsoil that you purchase is going to have weed seed in it.
Okay.
So unless you have just something horrible like the field bindweed or something else, work with what you've got, because at least you know what you've got.
Okay. A third?
25% to about a third is about as much as you want to do.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks. All right, Jeff, thanks. Andrea's on the line in Sandy. Andrea, good to hear from you again. Real quick, you've got some garden talks in the park coming up.
We do. The garden talks start this coming Wednesday. As usual, our dear Bart Anderson starts off the summer with his talk about garden vegetables. But with so little time, I just want to point out that you can call and find out about the whole summer's garden talks if you call my office at 801-240-5916, and you'll get the information about the garden tours. Each week we'll change that and tell you which ones happen, garden talks rather. And then also there's another line that will tell you about our tours on Temple Square. We do tours on the plaza around the church office building and the Lion House on Monday through Friday at 11 and on Sunday mornings. And we also do them on the roof of the conference center Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. And you can find all that information on that phone line, 801-240-5916. So we hope we'll see a lot of you there. I'm on the Hidden Garden Tour this year, thanks to all those wonderful years of training from Larry.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little verklempt, but we'll have information about those tours, a flyer there too. But look forward to seeing you all on the tour, and hope that a lot of you will come down this summer and enjoy our garden talks. We've got a great lineup.
Yep. All right. Great to hear from you, Andrea. And please don't hesitate to call us each week to let us know what's going on with those garden talks. It's a beautiful setting. setting and a lot of fun. Bart's going to get it started off right, I'm sure, next week. We've run out of time, Ton.
It's gone by very quickly. I thought we had another hour still until about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hey, still time for you, though, to come get some free hot dogs, bring the kids for some cotton candy, face painting, and balloons at the Weber Basin Water Conservation Learning Garden. What a great day, and thanks again for all of you listening and participating today.
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union. And we'll throw in a new barbecue, two beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful Stampede Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Are you adventurous? Do you love the outdoors? Are you looking for a way to spend your time in a fulfilling way? Listen up. Bryce Canyon and Ruby's Inn wants you. If you're retired and you love to travel, pack up your RV and head to Bryce Canyon and spend the summer working at Ruby's Inn. Ruby's Inn is looking for individuals who will appreciate and share their love for crisp, clean mountain air in the beautiful Bryce Canyon National Park, offering a variety of non-traditional, exciting job opportunities. Now's the perfect time to share, explore, and work in this beautiful area. And Ruby's has the finest accommodations and activities, along with the best RV and campground amenities. Wouldn't you rather go horseback riding, mountain biking, or go on a guided ATV tour showcasing the scenery and activities that Bryce Canyon and Ruby's Inn Lodging and Hospitality is known for? Come on, retire in paradise, not in an easy chair. Beautiful Bryce Canyon is waiting for someone like you. For job opportunities and more, visit rubiesinn.com.
And fine eateries.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk.